we have Maren Morris on Pure Country. Nice to see you. Happy New Year.
You as well. I know, it's crazy. 2022, here we go.
Well, I'm glad that we're starting off the new year with new music from you. I feel like that means that something is right in the world. So
I mean, thanks. I've been sitting on it for a while. So it's amazing that it's finally coming out.
So Circles Around This Town, obviously this whole record and this song you wrote during a much different time for you. Normally you'd be out on the road touring and stuff, but did you go and do a writing trip and write all this music, or has it been periodically through the past year, year and a half?
Yeah, it was definitely sporadic just with COVID and everything. We were trying to, I didn't do great with the Zoom co-writing attempts. And I'd also given myself time to really recover from my delivery and everything when I had my son at the beginning of the pandemic. So I wasn't rushing into making a new record. It just sort of like started as I saw fit. But yeah, I was writing pretty sparsely just because we wanted to do it safely if we were going to write in person. And so with particularly Circles Around This Town, I wrote that in the fall of 2020. Okay. And Julia Michaels, who's a co-writer on it and a complete badass, she flew in from LA for the week and was doing a couple different writes, but I had never written with her before. So we sat down to write with my husband, Ryan Hurd, and our friend, Jimmy Robbins. And I had this title, Circles Around This Town, and I had the chorus pretty flushed out, but I didn't really know where to go with it, with the verses or even just the full theme. So yeah, it was kind of decided fairly quickly that it would be about my story, moving to Nashville from Texas 9 years ago. And yeah, I think once we wrote it, I was just like, hey, I really went for it with this one and made it super specific to my journey. And I think when I got the demo back from Jimmy a couple of days later, I just felt in my bones that it felt like a single, and it felt like the first chapter of what this next album would look like. Right. So yeah, it was so exciting. 'Cause it's like you write a couple songs and they're mediocre, and then you're like, am I ever going to be good at this again? And then finally you just have to let yourself, you know, get one in the tank and right. You feel like you can continue.
Well, and my husband is a songwriter, so when I hear that you wrote it in 2020, I'm like, that's how you know it's an incredible song, when after all that time has passed and you decide to put out a record, you still feel the same way you felt the day you wrote it, that, you know, it should be a single and you want to put it out first for this whole project.
Yeah, it definitely felt evergreen, and it never felt like it was dated or, right. You know, I was getting sick of it. I think that's because, you know, I listen to an album's worth of songs probably 200 times before the listener ever does.
Right.
So if by the end of that, I am not sick of it, it's a song that stays on the record.
It's so good. I feel like it's such a mixture of, you're not a niche artist. I feel like you can do anything. You can do fun. You can do heartbreak. You can do love. You can do serious. And this song, to me, I feel like it hits so many different boxes in the Maren Morris repertoire of like the songs we love from you in the past. So I think fans are going to freak out when they get to listen to it a million times like you have. I recently had my first child, a little boy too. So I feel like you and I have had a very similar year and a half as far as being new moms in the pandemic. And there's a line in the song where you say, you know, I thought it would hit different. It would feel different after all this time, but, you know, I've still got the pedal down. And I know you're referring to, you know, your career and everything, but do you feel like you are focusing on a different mindset since you've also had your son as far as an artist and writing songs, or do you keep that separate?
I don't know how you do keep it separate. At least for me personally, it's all really bled into each other. Granted, I had my son before I realized touring would be blown out for 2 years. So I'll get back to you when I start touring again with him.
Right.
But I feel like, you know, he's so resilient. I think all the babies that were born during the pandemic are just naturally chill and you know, want for nothing because they were born in the weirdest time, like the least social time to be raising a human. But yeah, I think for music, he's been so inspiring to this record. And with that line in Circles in particular, that was me just realizing like I, as a 10-year-old, would probably be really proud of my 31-year-old self and probably not believe that I got to where I am. And I think my 10-year-old self or even my teenage self would think that I, once I made it, I was set for life and I would be like chill and I would just ride this dream out. But I think what actually ended up happening and ends up happening when you do realize you're good at something and you love it is that that target is always moving. You never like get to the top of the mountain and realize like, all right, now I just sit here for a second, then I retire. It's like, no, I want to chase it down as long as I can. I mean, my husband jokes and says that I'll probably, you know, I'll never retire. I'll be performing on stage till I'm 90.
And I hope
he'll he'll have to wheel me off because it's just not something that I look at as a job. It's something that keeps me inspired. And whether that's my, whether it's music that I'm listening to or having to like self-motivate in times like the pandemic, I feel like Circles was just such a great like kickoff of this era of mine because it's just about keeping the gas down and not like getting complacent.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much. That line stuck out to me so much because I try to remind myself of that in my life and career. And with this song, you said you have the visual with the car in it. And I saw someone write saying like, you know, when Maren Morris has a car and you know, the promo for a song, it's going to be good. Is there a significance to having cars in specific songs or is that just, it just happened that way?
I mean, yeah, a little of both. I mean, it was intentional, but it was also like, it would be weird to not have a car in this song.
Right.
Like it's so much about that. Like it's about driving. It's probably the fourth music video I've done in a car. Right. So I'm very comfortable in them at this point for videos, you know, My Church, 80s Mercedes, this, I mean, it's just so synonymous with my story and how I think not just myself, but a lot of people clear their head or are trying to think of ideas, you know, for songs. I know a lot of songwriters aside from myself that, get inspired by just driving around aimlessly.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just think that it felt the most natural to do it. And we are also, you know, in the video that's not out yet, but will be out shortly. I'm in a car and it just felt like home. It felt like I was doing the My Church video and it felt very full circle, literally circle. That's becoming a theme.
They're very nostalgic and kind of, you know, wrap it up. But okay, last thing I have to ask because I'm a huge Harry Potter fan too, and I haven't watched it, but I want to know, have you watched the reunion special and what can I expect if you have watched it?
Yes. I watched it on New Year's Day, the day it came out.
My son wouldn't let me watch it. So I haven't seen it yet. And I'm like,
Yeah, it's long. It's like 2 hours. So it's definitely like the length of a film. So after he goes to bed, you can watch it. But, yeah, I cried many times. And it was just, it's so crazy because the cast is around my age. So I've really did grow up watching them grow up too. And you just feel so close to them. Yeah. And so seeing them all now around my age, just, you know, Rupert, Grint that plays Ron Weasley, like he's a dad now. And, yeah, just like having a son myself, I'm like, I cannot believe this is all, you know, we're all just in our 30s. Doing life. But no, it was so magical, literally. And, I just think so well done. I'm such a sucker for reunions. Like HBO is killing it with the reunions. The Friends reunion was so good.
So
cried all through that. Yeah. And the Harry Potter one you have to watch. It's amazing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for doing this. We can't wait to get you back in Canada. And if this song is any indication of what the record is going to look like, I cannot wait. And just, I hope you have the best year and I hope we get to see you play lots of shows in 2022 because I miss watching you on stage.
Thank you so much. I can't wait to come see y'all. It's been far too long. We can't wait to get back.
Awesome. Well, congrats on the song and hope we get to see you soon in Pure Country.